psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. A two-for-one sale, or an unhappy checkup from the neck up. Well, dear tuner inners, my favorite weather is sunny. I don't care if it's chilly or blazing. If the sun is shining, I'm happy as a clam. But it does create a problem. I'm a pretty serious runner and biker, so I spend some time outside. And I'm light-skinned, so I sunburn easily. Now, every day when I'm getting ready to bike to work, my brain says, to sunblock or not to sunblock? That is the question. And even though it's only a 20-minute ride, I almost always sunblock it up. In fact, my kids get on my case. They tell me, you should be a poster boy for sunblock safety. Master's division, of course. Yuck, 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 yuck. Why? Well, whenever I'm outside for some time, I not only sunblock, I wear a hat, long sleeve shirt, pants, sunglasses, stay out of the sun from 10 to 4 when it's baking the best. Anyway, the other day, I went to my doctor's office for something else, and she asked how long I'd had this little red itchy blotch right here just below the corner of my left eye. Well, that's been part of the landscape for over 6 months. Dry skin, right? Well, looks a little suspicious. Could be pre-cancer. Better get it checked by a dermatologist. I was quite surprised. I'd been thinking, I live in Syracuse. You can't get skin cancer here. There's no sun. And I use sunblock. But that spot is right where I usually stop, so I don't get it in my eyes. Anyway, since knowing changes everything, I got to reading about skin cancer and discovered some wake-up call facts and checked off those that apply to me. 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in our lifetime. Yikes. American? Check. Still living? Check. One blistering sunburn as a kid, or 5 sunburns anytime, more than doubles the risk. Who can remember back to kidland? Maybe. But 5 overall? Heck, we used to think sunburns were cool. Check. The older we get, the more likely we are to develop skin cancer. Nope. Still a spring chicken. Oh, all right. Older schmolder, I guess. Technically, check. Tanning beds and smoking double our risk of skin cancers. No, check. Lucky me, thank goodness. Light-skinned people get skin cancer 22 times more often than darker-skinned. Gulp. 22 times. Check. So, I've got an appointment with my dermatoc in a few weeks. In the meantime, I'm concentrating on the good news. Not only are 90% of skin cancers from the sun, so are almost 90% of wrinkles. A 2-for-1 sale on Planet SunSafe. I like sales. And I love hats. The funnier the better, so I get to torture my kids with some new weird ones. I'm Dr. Rich, Hatman O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.